Fuck you, Rob.
Didn't say that what?
You know I was just joshing. How best, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 18 of the Is that the Washington Foreskins?
Washing a ton of foreskins. Oh.
Brilliant. More on that later.
It's a better by weight.
Joining me is, this week sponsored by the Dunnerwood Fancy Football Podcast.
Yes!
Coming soon.
With the experts.
Bet you all can't wait for that after our tremendous performance last season. We will have some special guests, though, helping us pick the team this year.
We finished top four.
We did, yeah.
Fucking Champions League.
In the mix, definitely.
Tyrone Mings, every position.
Joining me, as always, is Mr. Chef's favourite customer, currently disgraced former producer Toby Showering. He metaphorically holds the dog's head so we can fuck it. Producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tip, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
Good evening. A fella at work today was wearing a Big Tasty t-shirt. I ever heard someone call him Big Club. Tasty on an early birth.
Nick's fan.
Yeah, I didn't know we'd done merch.
Someone's got a moonlighting.
So one of those guys outside of gigs. He's just selling them outside of... he's just selling them at 64 Upper Road, mainly, on the path.
I don't know where they are.
Like next door to you.
No, it's odds and evens, isn't it? Traditional. Not like Jerry Grove, mate.
None of that nonsense.
It's tradition.
Cauliflower.
What the fuck's going on?
Time for a bumper sly news.
Bumper.
Get him in this week, because next week it's obviously potentially a special of some kind, but we'll see.
Probably recording two, so there'll be one normal, one not so normal.
One mid-energy, one very low energy.
Maybe. Right, here we go. Mr. Messi, but in red, tribute act, Mick Hucknall, has made his feud with the Dents. Aslan. Richard Branson, public this week. He told the Peterborough Herald that it all started when he asked Branson if he could borrow his copy of Batman Forever. Richard to him, no, I want it back in a few weeks.
It's definitely meant to be the word said in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yep, read it.
I only had 2 weeks to prep that one. Sad news at the Nestle factory today when a member of staff was seriously injured when a pallet of chocolate fell more than 50 feet. Oh, fucking hell, that goes the best way, mate. We're in it. And crushed him underneath. He tried in vain to attract attention, but every time he shouted, "The Milky Bars are on me," everybody cheered.
For fuck's sake. Man who stole his bike back from thief says he's always been into recycling.
Cricket fans were left shocked by the announcement of Stuart Broad's cricket career, which he finished on Monday, despite normally finishing it in a Saturday.
Finishing in a Saturday. That's a good joke that you've completely butchered there.
Hey, like every week we do it.
Yeah, the key is like to read the bad ones well and the good ones bad. Pasta and chocolate frog aficionado Alfredo is over the moon that his name has been used in a lazy pun.
Officials confirm it is illegal to laugh loudly in Hawaii. The advice is to try and keep it low ha.
After a fantastic series, Moeen Ali has won the Being Managed by James Moore Award for hating his job but reluctantly doing it anyway.
Oh. Chris Packham fancies a Chinese tonight, but not one of the team who England spanked 6-1. He is quoted as saying that some of them were such dogs that he thought they'd eat themselves.
Fucking hell.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Warwickshire and England cricketer declared to Wokes to play an Abu Dhabi winter test.
Perverted Frenchman left disappointed when getting off the plane at Wisconsin after asking his travel agent for the best place to sniff.
Derriere was the last word of that, which doesn't work without.
What the fuck, man?
Derriere.
I know.
Oh, you get the joke. But just
I get the joke. We're missing words. We're reading them badly. I think Nick sabotages us every week, to be perfectly honest.
Man charged with assault after waiter asks if he wants a box for the leftovers.
German veterinarian Dr. Shitlips research into insect behaviour has led to a discovery that ants in colonies of five combine with other five ant colonies. They then move in a new nest as tenants.
Fuck's sake. Podcast host unsure if created character Rob Popov should be a soft drinks thief or another cheap gag about one of the hosts almost dying with a virus.
Breaking, the English cricket team have officially beaten Wuhan street markets with the worst use of a bat in recorded history.
I resent that, Nick.
The pirate went to a dermatologist this week to check some suspicious moles on his back.
You're a loser, baby.
The doctor assured him that they're benign. Arr, replied the pirate. Last time I checked, they're dead.
Fuck Teddy Wolf.
I wrote that one. I should like go for it anyway.
Research shows army soldiers are getting fatter due to their high cholesterol eating. This comes as no surprise to army nutritionist General Bad Diet.
Worst written collection yet. Yeah.
Some fantastic ones in there.
Oh, yeah, the ones that were written bad were read well.
Oh, great stuff.
This is too long, Nick.
She says the album's not too long.
Need a radio edit.
Is this a 12-inch?
Certainly isn't.
So that quickly put together drop. Indicate. Oh, actually, before we announce this feature title, we were going to ask Rob if he could kind of guess what the inspiration
good one.
For that was. Do you want to hear it again?
From the top.
You know, last week we had one that was Saved by the Bell, inspired last week.
What do you think that was?
I'll give you a hint.
Give me an answer.
The melody is nothing to do with it.
So just the general vibes?
No, not even that. Just
casualty.
You aren't far off.
It's watched by a similar demographic, I'd say.
It's within 18 hours of the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Countryfile. Yeah. Paedophile.
Even closer. Even closer, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. Have you still got it queued up? Or
Antiques Roadshow.
Oh, oh, next door. You're right, next door.
Mind. You're there. You're on a Sunday.
Ski Sunday.
That was a banger.
It went that.
Songs of Praise, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
It's because Nick's fucking his mates. They're all in it, isn't he?
They're all in him, aren't they?
Right, his finger in his fancy ring that you can twist around.
Part of me just wants to win the feature here. It's going to be better than the quiz. So what I've got here is you've got six questions to do with music, because I know you all like your music and, you know, listen to it and everything. So
we especially like our TV themes as well.
Yeah.
It's TV themes.
It isn't.
So this one.
It's called Songs of Phrase, by the way.
Yeah, it's called Songs of Phrase. So there's a six-word phrase that comes off the back of the clues. So you might want to have something ready to jot stuff down or to Google the answers, whatever you want to do. There's six questions. The winner is the first person to shout the six words out as the phrase. It's a common phrase that's used on the podcast at times.
Fuck's sake, Nick, move your elbow.
So, the first word that you need to find is... It,
Is it the song? The song title of the words is that.
So each question will give you one word.
Okay.
You add the six words together, then shout the six words out, and then it's you
all
win.
Right. Okay? I think I've got you.
So number one, the first word in Blur song two that isn't woo or who.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question two, the third word in the Kinks "You Really Got Me."
Yep.
Number three. So Take a Look Around by Limp Bizkit. This word is mentioned three times in the bridge. I think it's the bridge.
Bridge!
And eight times in the chorus.
Yeah. Take a Look Around.
It's the mission, yeah, the Mission Impossible one.
Next question.
Yeah. Four. First word in the song Beautiful Day by U2.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Question five. Fourth word of We Are the Champions by Queen. The second word's paid, if that helps.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck's
sake. The next one is a French instrument that Mark Ronson famously litters his tracks with. A French instrument that Mark Ronson famously litters his track with. It's on a car as well. I'll give you a clue. And then the last one is first word of the Girls Aloud first number one hit.
Oh, Jesus.
It's to do with, like, where trains go in London and stuff. If that helps as well. So, first word in Blur song two. That isn't woohoo.
Aye,
yeah.
Yeah, well, as soon as you've got all of them, just shout it. Shout out the answer.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. Conferring. Right, number two was the third word in the Kinks You Really Got Me.
Want.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think it's really.
Hey. Yeah, really. You really.
Three, Take a Look Around Limp Bizkit, the word that's mentioned three times in the bridge and eight times in the chorus.
Wanna?
Or, no, the next one after that.
Hate.
First word in the song Beautiful Day by U2. Second word's Heart.
Not a clue.
No. And then the fourth word in We Are the Champions.
Jews.
And then the French instrument Mark Ronson famously listens his track with.
Horn.
And then the last one is Something of the Underground by Girls
Sound.
So anyone got all of them yet?
No.
No, but mine's starting to sound like very dubious. Like,
go on.
Even having not got it right.
I've got the middle word of seven missing and I'm not reading it out. But
sending it
home
if you've got it.
But it's reading as I want Jews underground.
That's not that's
Jews,
not correct.
Jews.
Nick, big fan of gas chambers, Nick. I really
hate.
Close.
Really like. I'm not reading it.
have you googled the lyrics or have you just looked over?
I'm not reading it.
So nobody got that right?
Nobody get you get to keep
over.
The prize.
If you know the answer, just drop it me on a message and I'll screenshot it.
And get you cancelled. Get you sacked.
Another one of them never.
That was really good. I like a feature that all of us are a bit too... With all the really shitty things we say, no one wants to say that. It's not even that bad. I do really hate the Jews horn sound. A little bit of ASMR there for anyone who wants it.
It was into choking. Well,
we know our audience.
We'll bring that back for the plugs, I think, Kev.
Yeah, I found it.
Choking?
Well, ASMR. ASMR choking.
I'm glad the underrated overrated's back, because it's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's
been a while.
So I'm taking on... Oh, God. We get a copyright strike for this.
Spotify will publish anything, won't they?
Overrated.
That's what we found.
So I've taken on the job of pulling together the list for this week. And I've got it in the form of a picture. So I'm going to get you to underrate or overrate the 20 flavours of Crucials sauce that you'd find at a kebab shop.
No, available from Dairy Fresh, can I just add that at this point?
One of your customers from
Dairy Fresh. Yeah, somebody I know.
Well, I have at least like five of those on a kebab.
Well, this was what made me think of the feature, because last week...
Yeah, Nick has a quarter of their offering.
So we're kicking it off with Caribbean sweet chili.
Never had it.
Not tried it.
This could be a long feature.
American style mustard.
No,
I imagine it's going to be pretty good.
All right, even, so if you've not had it, the concept of it.
The concept
of mustard.
I think the concept of mustard.
I like the concept of mustard on things.
So it's underrated.
Underrated. I'm going to go underrated on Caribbean sweet chili.
I also like the concept of
salad cream.
I like the idea of Coke more than I like Coke. I'm going to run a train on these chicken fingers.
Salad cream?
Overrated. Yeah. No, actually underrated.
Underrated salad cream.
Salad cream's banging.
Yeah.
It's mad that it's the exact same ingredients as mayonnaise.
Yeah. Great for an emergency when you've got no butter for toast as well.
You want to shut the fuck up. I wondered where that was going. And
that was the worst.
Got no moisturiser. When you've got no charge in your fleshlight.
That's a fucking concept. Them Johnnies you were on about earlier.
What? Salad cream filled condom.
They are when I finish with them.
Before you go on. So you put in salad cream on your toast... And then what, like jam or marmalade over it?
No, just salad cream.
So that's not instead of butter, that's just salad cream.
That's an additional topping.
That's a waste of both of those things.
Remember when never spoke much? It was much better than it.
Tomato ketchup.
Underrated. What's Crucial? I've never had Crucials, actually.
Crucials, like from the...
I know what it is. I've never had Crucials tomato ketchup, though.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably shit.
It's probably overrated to fuck.
Yeah.
It's not daddy's.
Mint sauce.
Yeah,
I like
underrated.
I like the concept of mint sauce on things.
Smooth mayo,
as opposed to that chunky shit.
Is that a show on Radio 2?
Interestingly, they don't have a. Well, they have another variation of mayo, but it's not got bits.
Is that like, you know, crunchy peanut butter and smooth peanut butter, or like smooth orange juice and
is. Non-smooth mayonnaise has just not extracted the shell from the egg. Just left it in.
The hard-boiled bit.
Fucking lobbed it. Left it lumpy. Get in there.
Go on, just mashed an egg mashed into oil. That's it.
It's like a how-to basic. So are we saying overrated on smooth mayo?
Yeah, I hate mayonnaise.
Nick likes it.
I like mayonnaise.
Nick makes his own.
when you're in a bar,
right now.
It ain't smooth though. Sweet chili,
overrated.
Haven't we already?
No,
Caribbean sweet chili.
What's the difference?
One's Caribbean,
because there's a third variant of sweet chili we'll come to.
Sure. Thai,
it is.
Yeah, of course. It is.
So sweet, just regular sweet chili. We're saying overrated.
Getting to see what's the fucking point?
Yeah, extra hot chili,
underrated.
Yeah, underrated.
Fucking great on a kebab. One. Sweet chili Thai style.
Oh, so it's not. This is like maple flavored syrup. Overrated.
Spicy mayo.
No, for me, spicy mayo can just get in the bin.
Depends what the spiciness is to it.
I think it's got to register on the tongue, hasn't it? You got to feel it. Otherwise, there's no point.
I've never had it. I know that it's basically just orange. It's paprika.
Paprika mayo.
Paprika mayo. Overrated.
Overrated. Fair enough. Garlic and herb.
Yeah. Go for that.
I reckon.
Underrated.
Yeah, I say underrated. It's
Great. It
goes with every combat.
Burger toast. Relish.
Toast. Do, like, do you know what? Relish. Burger relish is like vastly underrated.
Burger relish is a fucking great sauce.
Yeah, it is.
tomato ketchup again, we gloss over that.
I'm going to say underrated this time.
Yeah, this one's the gourmet. Garlic mayo.
Yeah, underrated.
Looks like a bit of garlic mayo.
So we've had.
So long as the garlic is infused into the mayo and not just cloves of garlic, and this is our lumpy one. but you can't squeeze it out because the.
It's just one
ball jammed over the hole.
However, I will say none of these sauces help.
You lose weight.
No. No, they don't help the quality of the kebabs at the fucking Hex Witch's place.
The Hex Witch. And you fucking put a curse on you with a mono, bro. So we've had extra hot chilli, we've now got hot stuff. By Donna
vague.
Summer.
Overrated, it's a bit too vague.
Can't bottle
me.
That, can you?
Could be anything. Could be fire. Could burn your food.
Char-grilled.
Into a fucking ashy pulp.
Could be that molten ball that
is
popular on the internet.
I knew you'd watch that. It's like the hydraulic press.
Yeah,
rabbit
fucking
hole.
Brilliant.
Chili and garlic.
I'm going to say underrated.
Yeah, I think that's good.
I've never had any garlic from South America.
You want to try some?
I'm going to.
Brighten your world. Yogurt and mint.
Bentland's your world.
Ooh, yeah, you can't beat like a bit of yogurt mint, can you?
Classic.
Bentland's your world. So, burger relish you rated highly. What about burger sauce?
I think
burger sauce is good as well.
Would you combine
burger sauce
the two?
Has got burger relish in it, hasn't it? Well, it's got a relish in it, hasn't it?
You've got a bit of pickle in it, hasn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
A bit of chopped up pickle. But then I want pickle on its own.
Nah, you can have a pickle in your sauce and pickle on there. Yeah,
double pickle. Double
the pickle. You'll end up with gout, mate.
If you have too many pickles?
Yeah, pickle's bad for gout.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bad for giving you gout or bad if you've got gout?
Well, I think the end result is gout either way, isn't it? Trust me. Sauce, trust me, bro.
Bad for gout, bad for weight.
Sauce, barbecue sauce.
I'd take barbecue sauce or leave it. People like hype that up too much.
I'd take it or leave it.
I'm very non-committal on barbecue sauce. I'll have it if there's nothing else there.
Yeah,
but then sometimes a little dollop.
Every now and again,
maybe with a wedge.
With a wedge or a
9-iron.
Or a certain pizza bases, Daniel.
I prefer a bit barbecue pizza base to a tomato, personally.
You get out of that fucking window now.
Fuck you. I'll allow pineapple if you boys allow barbecue.
I'll allow pineapple. That's not a dig.
Brown sauce?
Yeah.
Underrated.
Underrated.
I like fruity sauce as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the HP.
Bit of HP. But would you have brown sauce? So
on a kebab?
With all of these, put it into context of kebab, would you have brown sauce on a kebab?
No. It doesn't belong on a kebab.
What about lumpy mayo? And that's that feature.
Well, that was... overrated.
Week. Right then, mouthful of balls. Time for trigger of the week.
It's only been a matter of time.
Been a while.
What are we starting with?
Drawing a series and retaining the ashes.
Is that a slate?
It depends where our listeners are from, so yeah.
We have got one in Australia.
No,
he's English. So he's probably been having a hard time for the last month, to be fair.
It started with the women who won
the gashes.
The majority of the matches in the gashes. But sadly, because the test match was worth 4 points, the Aussies retain.
But for a bit of rain, fucking won that.
The Manx again.
Manx done it again, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty fuckers. You dirty fucker.
On a similar topic to cricket, I'm rating people that don't reply to groups messages when someone's trying to arrange something.
You're welcome, sorry.
Just fucking,
you're not alone.
It's fucking rude, isn't it? At least you put yourself in there verbally. Maybe that's what you need to do, Kev, was go and see people face to face to get answers out of them.
Yeah, just go knock their door, like old school. Or ring their mom on the house phone.
Yeah, yeah. Can so and so come out to play cricket?
Is he coming to play cricket next Tuesday?
Can he bowl a left arm over?
Can't pick up his phone. I'm slating the number of testicular injuries in women's sports massively on the rise. Been hot, there's
as
hardly
well as
any.
The cucks.
Massively on the rise. Don't know why. Don't know what's causing it, but hugely on the rise.
A bit of ASMR again.
Bonjour.
Bisto.
I'm going to slate a guy I saw today, a security guard in Sainsbury's.
Always in Sainsbury's.
I was actually driving past it. I wasn't in there, to be fair. He was wearing his full get up, all his gear.
Did he have his armband on?
He did.
Go swimming.
But he had like a black beret.
Oh, like Todgy from Balls of Steel.
Fucking Miller's
Soldier of Fortune. Yeah,
it's like some fucking Navy SEAL wannabe or something. Yeah.
Well, I suppose a fucking security guard is a hired gun, so he should look like an expendable.
What a cunt.
Yeah. Douchebag.
Any other slates?
I just want to. What Sainsbury's?
Chapel Ash.
Ah, yeah, figures, doesn't it? Were you stuck at the traffic lights?
It was actually the one further down, the
little
Sainsbury,
one.
Yeah, the Diddy one. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably do need someone with capable military background.
Oh, yeah, but
you?
Does he need to wear a beret?
He's like a guardian angel, but not in red.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to wear a beret because it's ultimately the hardest hat. You ever seen a guy wearing a beret lose a fight?
No.
Frank Spencer.
Seen some cycle
Frank
away from
Spence.
That was when he was on his way to sign for Real Betis.
Nick's about to press.
I was about to press the space bar.
I heard that.
We've got rates, haven't we? Rates come next, Nick. Chill out.
You what?
Calm your tits.
Right. You just went a bit quiet. That's all.
I've got a rate, but you boys, crack on if you've got any. I'll go again. Costume for mine.
Okay. Mine's a nice simple one. I'm just rating LA Knight. He's a bit of a throwback, like Austin Rock type wrestler. He's been on the rise for a few months. And it's sort of getting to fever pitch now, so I think they're going to do something with him.
I'm even going to put the chin strap on for full effect. I reckon I'm going to catch some beard in this.
Yeah, you always do, mate, with the lids.
And just for those of you who can't see what Dan's currently adorning.
I've got my helmet
here
out.
Here he is.
He's just setting up for a posh wank.
I've got my helmet out.
With a salad cream filled condom.
So, yeah, we're playing a bit of cricket over the next few weeks.
Dan, I can't hear you. Lift your guard up.
It doesn't. So, yeah, we're playing cricket over the next few weeks, maybe. So, I purchased this very fine brand new helmet off Facebook sales. And unusual, you may think, to get something brand new off Facebook sales. And it legitimately was. It had all the tags on. It was in the box, still bagged up. And I thought getting an unused helmet off Facebook sales might have been a bit of a risk. It might have gone off prematurely, but it was all right. But the story behind it's an old boy that was looking forward to playing this season until he broke his hip.
How old are we talking?
Mid-70s.
Fair fuck.
Yeah, he must have had large bonds because this fits me fucking snug. But yeah, he'd been forced into retirement, he was telling me. So, we did the transaction, 10 quid for a brand new helmet, a fucking hunky-dory. And then he wished me all the joy that he misses from the game. I was like, oh, mate, you're breaking my heart.
Here's another tenner.
No. He then proceeded to...
Tuesday.
No. Proceeded to tell me how breaking his hip meant he was struggling to ride the old lady.
I invited you in to do it.
I made my
so he sold you a bedroom swing as well.
You keep your tenor, mate. You need some spit to get in there, I reckon.
You didn't buy a box. You didn't buy a box off him as well, did you?
No, I did buy a box today because, and hear me out, I lent all my gear to Vaughnie and I don't know if he used the box. So I thought I'd better just buy a new one.
That's a sensible move.
No, you wouldn't have been able to pack it in, would you, Vaughnie?
Not this Vaughnie. His brother.
Oh, okay. Oh,
his fucking mushroom, butter mushroom brother. So, yeah. Nice old boy. Can't ride his missus anymore.
So what... Is that a rate or a slight?
I'm rating only paying 10 quid for a brand new cricket outfit.
And you're plugging his missus.
Next feature. Can you wear it backwards down like Fred Durst?
Sport mode.
He fucking hates the Jews though, don't he, old Fred?
All right.
You know what time it is.
You look like what I imagine Claire Balding would look like riding Baxter.
Which incidentally is what this old boy looked like riding his missus. Down Baxter.
Ah, very good.
Any more?
No.
When are you bringing your bit in from earlier? Is that like an audio other shite?
Oh, do you want the...
I think you only sent it to me, so...
Oh, yeah. I was going to save it for here.
Okay, yeah, fair.
Okay, a bit of on-air producing there, I like that. See behind the curtain.
Oh, show us your plug hole.
Right then, time for the plug hole.
Down we go.
Here we go. Right down the pipe. Round that U-bend.
Yeah, I'm going to click it off. I'm going to plug Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville versus Spoiler Alert with Commandant Lestrude. It's been booked on the next KSI boxing event.
It's like Batman versus Superman, which neither of them have watched.
You plugging anything this week, Dan?
Just that old bird.
So bird.
Fair dues. Any plugs, Kev?
No, nothing for me. I'll let you know when I get my car as well. Keep you updated.
Awesome. I'll probably just plug like it when it turns. We're not up. Fucking travelling to London. Three abreast in the back of a Duke. Oh, unless it's of Edinburgh.
That'd be snug.
Fucking three of us in the back of Duke of Edinburgh's corpse. Fucking shagging the dust out of him.
Fill him like a fucking condom full of salad cream. Any plugs, Nick?
Nothing. Come on, Rob.
Then ever have any trouble getting to sleep?
No.
And you've tried like traditional methods like counting sheep or getting blind drunk? Maybe it's time to give ZZZ tube a try.
Click on it.
Ejaculating's a good way of getting to sleep, actually. The rush of endorphins then brings on a sleep hormone straight after. So.
Did that guy tell you that?
Yeah, he did.
Because he can't get his leg over.
No, he's giving a demo.
That's why he has a nap in his armchair every afternoon. I've just spunked and now I'm having a kip.
Living the dream.
He got one of them doilies, but he's fucking...
That wasn't a doily.
It's a terrible clean-up club, that is.
It used to be a solid piece of textile, but it's got all the missing holes in it now. From where it's
moth-eaten.
It's like one of them plastic tablecloths that give the illusion of being a doily, where it's slightly translucent.
It was slightly translucent.
Neil or no Neil? It's not back.
I've got a video to show you, boys.
Again, it's perfect format for a podcast.
Well, the audio's good.
Yeah.
Kev's good at commentary.
He is.
So, pulled out my estate on the way here to the podcast. Got passed by a van that said Shropshire Home and Ground Control on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the hunt. I think I have just found our mortal enemy. He's driving past my estate, which is worrying. On his tail. This couldn't have happened on a better night. Podcast night. The zebra stripes turning into the crest.
Giving away the address.
Apology.
See what he's up to down here. And there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Into that house there.
What's the address?
That's Neil's house.
So we know where he lives now. So we can say what we want.
61 Upper Row.
Fucking he doesn't.
We need Kev to go and knock his door to see how you spell his name.
Really, that would put the cat amongst the pigeons.
I'll see if I can get a screen grab of the side of his van here as well.
Marvellous work. So whilst before the excitement really dies down, I'm just going to give a rundown of the league table. So currently top of the table is Nick with no played and no points. I'm second with none played and no points. Dan third with one played and one cheating point because the person was already in his phone as Neil. And Kev bottom of the league with one played and no points because of that cunt not spelling his name. So there.
Got anyone we want to ring this week? Just keep our eye
out. There's an image there, isn't there?
No.
Oh, okay. Is that
that's the league table.
Oh, okay.
Everyone. Is this a bit?
Can you not just put those numbers? Can I just put those numbers in there?
Binary.
Just dial those numbers.
I want to ring binary, please.
Oh, where's the yen key?
Time for some other shite. Another bumper other shite section.
I'll kick things off again, as always, because I tend to open the Trello when I find my first other shite image, so I'm normally first in. And this week it's a six panel, and it's pointy tit Lara Croft and Elon Musk just about to take a hit on that sweet, sweet doob. Then a close-up of Lara Croft's pointy tits as he's taking the drag. And then as he finishes his drag, the Cybertruck clearly is his inspiration for Lara Croft's tits.
I saw someone had done a fancy dress of Gen 1 Lara Croft.
With the pointy tits.
And like fucking like chin putty to give her the pointy chin and nose and everything. Yeah, very good.
Would you have still?
Oh, he did give us some chin putty.
Did a pointy tits get firmer when you locked the guy in the fucking freezer, the walking freezer?
Spoilers.
Spoilers on a 25-year-old game. Next week we're spoiling something on the Commodore.
Super Mario 64. Bowser's a cunt. Here we are. I was watching a bit of the WNBA the other day. And one of the players for one of the teams, I didn't take that much interest to know which team she plays for. Do you want a boner?
She looks like Predator.
Oh, it does say Sun on her top. Surely they should be the Phoenix Daughters.
Simon Phoenix Daughters.
Major Charles England here at Joe Stevenson. Definitely keep it. He's a great, great follow. Little shot at Diggler here. Cricket is unscripted. Enjoy your wicket, Stuart Broad. We might have had this one before, I'm not sure, but I popped
it's
in again
good.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's been doing the rounds this week on the socials.
Stockport manager refused to do Sky Sports interviews because they never fixed his skybox.
Amazing.
That's a level of petty I can get behind.
It's much better than when Ferguson boycotted the BBC because they accused his son, rightfully, of accepting bungs.
Bums. No idea why Dave messaged me this week, but it just says 1 million bargain blowers. No affiliation to any company.
I read it the other way around, and I thought, this makes no sense.
Was that a fish on his profile picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbel.
What has he done to that fish?
I was there. He definitely stuck his dick in its mouth.
It was a stinky bream, wasn't it?
It was when he'd finished.
Here we are. Know the difference. So we've got macaroons, or macarons, depending on how you pronounce them. Mostly air, no nutritional value. Comes in whatever flavour the general public wants. For rich people, Macron, same, but he's president of France.
French.
French. That's the French France people.
Franchised.
Obviously, we've had the Women's World Cup kick off in the last couple of weeks, and here's three Colombians doing a white line. A little bit of fun I had with the Telford group this week. Just remember, if you post adverts, business adverts or sales, you will be blocked from this. So I was out in Shrewsbury with a famous 90s heavyweight British boxer, and he asked me if anyone in this group knew whereabouts in Shrewsbury this was. Few replies, I think, on the next, because it's a two-part.
It's a twofer.
Frankwell, the mountain Frankwell. He's fine, thanks. Thanks, Bo, you're there. Frankwell. And then we've got a thanks, everyone. He said he's fine, thanks. And he's in with a fucking Sims character with a hat on.
The only way that could have been better is if it was a picture of someone with Dion Dublin.
Oh, Jesus. With his doob.
Here we have a picture of a copycat in its natural habitat.
Oh, I saw this.
This one's been doing the rounds this week as well, isn't it? Drug boss jailed for 18 years after secret network busted. And this is probably the first man who's in a beret that's run away from a fight. So, yeah, the comments were proper bang average, but it was just the lid needed.
Yeah, it's been on Atletico Mints.
Oh, yeah, his hair banana.
It's
yeah.
Very similar to the beret that security guard was wearing, actually.
Fucking 2 weeks running, he's on a tape delay, this cunt. Next week, he's going to start referencing stuff from this week.
He's like that fucking two runnies sketch or he's answering
the previous question.
Nick's certainly not a fucking mastermind.
Don't fancy Brentford's chances this season. They've got a director called Pretty Shitty. Lots of name banter this week. I've enjoyed it. Well done to Michael of Donegal, who wins out. My baby looks like a middle-aged IRA sympathiser competition. A camouflage baby grow and a ski mask are on the way, Mick. So there they are. Oh, so they are.
Do you know who that looks like, actually? Oh, what's the fucking boxer? What's his name? Fuck.
Vern Troyer.
No.
Rip. Bam Margera and Vern Troyer.
Ricky fucking, what's his name?
Ricky Fatton.
Looks like Alan Brazil, doesn't he?
He's got a red face like him as well.
Yeah. And he's probably got a bottle.
You might be able to explain this one, Kev.
Looks like he's left, like when he's left in trap tea before.
It's a women's bugs that's been dropped on. But yeah, nothing slaps you in the mouth quite as hard as Uncle Dave's sausage.
Fuck's sake.
I took this at work. It's a sign on a windowsill asking for nothing on a windowsill, please. It's giving very much this page is blank vibes.
Wankers.
Sagittarius Groove. Don't know what her actual handle is. It's at K, so...
Another couple of Ks, that. I reckon.
Nah. Oh, and the black woman is a threat.
Yeah.
Why are they giving me these big onion slices? My burger looks like Steve Harvey.
Yeah, it's class, isn't it?
Burger sauce on that, though.
Overrated.
Oh, that's superb.
It's a picture of some CEX employees.
They're not.
These you can smell the BO and Monster.
Sorry. It's been a long day.
A beautiful black and white picture of a couple. Well, we know what shampoo he uses.
What is he?
Squat, I think, is the...
Ben?
that was the woman who was shouting at him when he was wanking by Asda.
Is she technically, like, piercing her hand on his cock there? Judging, like, by the rest
by
of
his dimensions. Terrifying. But a robot priest can beam lights from his hands and give automated blessings.
That face.
We've got the Chrysler logo.
Chrysler logo, and his body's an ATM, which is what a priest will make you do.
If you're a 12-year-old boy.
A zoo in China has had to deny suggestions that some of its bears might be people in costumes.
I think it's irrefutable.
The mask is excellent. I will say, but that does look like just a slightly tubby emo girl's saggy ass. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me when I'm telling lies. I found this weeks and weeks and weeks ago, but it's a picture. Did we have him in our fantasy team?
We did, yeah.
Yeah. But... Well, we won't give it away. We'll pop it in the socials, but it's your classic local news story. We were going on our honeymoon and the flights were cancelled and no one from EasyJet was prepared to help. Absolutely heartbroken. And they've got straight up compo face.
So this was me. So I've got a painting of a naked lady.
Bet you have. You fucking pervert.
But a painting. And then it's Indian men hitting on a painting. You're welcome. So, some of the comments. I love you. Hello, sexy dear friend.
No, you've got to read that number.
I love you, 9006.
No.
What number?
This number.
I was reading that.
No, you were reading the digits.
Oh, hang on.
Find your commas.
Go on, you'll have to.
I think it's 9,006,090,653.
Okay, there you go. We've also
It's a lot of love to give, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
he's
got a lot of love to give. Another comment. Hello, sexy dear friend. How are you?
This guy's so good. They named him twice.
our next guy here, I kiss your full body, bearing in mind this is a painting. And finally, beautiful girlfriend, how are you? I like you. I love you. I feel you and all day, all night, every day, everything you. I need you, please. Come Bangladesh, I receive you.
So I'm just going to pick apart this just very quickly. He's Bangladeshi, not Indian. This post is racist.
There you go.
And the next post is Indian women hitting on Nick's mom. Nick's dad. Sorry, bad joke.
You got the picture of her at the Ashes?
At the Gashes.
Me again.
You've got a theme to yours, you fucking perv.
When you're ignoring those hunger body pains so your body takes things into its own hands.
Whoa.
Fuck me.
I can't put these on the socials.
Oh, man.
And there we have a lovely lady with a...
You know what? Immediately I was drawn to that, but as soon as I was drawn to that fucking moose knuckle there...
Looks like a dolphin. Looks like a dolphin's mouth.
Over on the left-hand side. This is fucking weird.
Looks like
what's
this,
dragon.
What's this odd boxing ring she stood next to?
She's a puffy ring girl.
That fucking camel toe's got gout.
Dolphin's mouth, mate. That ain't a camel toe.
So you
eating too many pickles.
Oh, brilliant.
Very good. We'll be saving this for next week.
In the end, we've got a feature for next week. So just to tee you up, boys.
Little teaser.
This is a bit of a thing that's going around TikTok at the minute.
Alignment chart!
It's kind of along those vibes. We can probably reuse the drop to save an hour next week. So what we all have to do is draw somebody else on the podcast out of a hat.
Oh, wait a minute. Sketch them.
That'd be a good idea.
And then, so you have to build your own version of this.
Yeah.
So animal, place, plant, character, season, hobby, colour, crystal, food. And then see what another person builds it and see if there's any similarities.
We've got to prep this in advance then, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Pop the rules in a message, Kev, because off we get that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What a sobering thought to end on that woman's messed up
Pac-Man biff. Vagina.
Didn't I say that? What?
This is a show title.
Chris Pac-Man. Chris Pac-Man.
Did anyone do the Pac-Man sound effect? That's the sound it makes as she walks.
No, I think it goes. Like a fucking tired horse.
Come here, Baxter.
You put shoes on a horse, not tires.
Even Baldy wouldn't go for that one.
Oh, I don't know.
It looks like it's Baldy. It's the chafing.
It looks bald like Homer Simpson. Mave.